Page 17, item 6. Did we take care of that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We did? Okay. Item on 18, number 7, we took care of that as well? Okay. Item 19, 1.3, did we take care of that?
No.
Okay. Item 19, 1.3, are there any questions on this? Supervisor Mayo?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at these the dates that you stated here. We didn't go by these dates when we set our committees. Is this a standard that we're supposed to go by? Transportation don't meet on every third Wednesday. I'm just looking at this before the county day. Why are these dates, and you just say we should meet before the county board?
Mr. Chairman, the dates of committees are in reference to when the board meets, and the Transportation Committee meets the third Wednesday prior to the county board. County board meets on a Thursday. The day before that is a Wednesday. There's no committee meeting, so that's one. The week before that is human needs. That's two. And the week before that is transportation, so that's three. So that's what the reference is.
Oh, so you're going backwards.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Backwards. Okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, the other point that I wanted to raise, it's always been a curiosity to me since I've been on the board. It's in the procedures, and I'm looking at it under the committee motions and voting procedure, lines 1055 and page 20. The fact that we've never required a second on any motion has always been curious to me, because in every other board I've been involved with, it's always been procedure that a second be required in order for the motion to come properly before the body. And, you know, we say in our ordinances that we comply with Robert's Rules. Robert's Rules says that a second is required. The rationale behind the second is simply to say that there are at least two people who are, you know, in favor of having the matter heard. I think we can all remember committee matters where, you know, a motion is made by one individual and it's defeated 6-1. And I think, requiring a second would alleviate the need for that process. So, again, a procedural thing, but it's just been something that is curious to me why we've never done that.
I thought we do that in some committees. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I can respond to that. I don't believe Robert's Rules requires the second. It may. Certainly, Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure doesn't require seconds. In the British Parliament, where seconds were first used, they haven't required them in over 100 years. I'm not aware of any legislative body that requires the seconding of a motion, either in committee or. And again, Robert's Rules weren't designed for legislative bodies. They were designed for civic organizations.
All right.
Jefferson's
Manual
in 1789. Okay, we got another comedian now. Oh, boy. Everybody taking your lead.
Supervisor Broadway, Supervisor Borkowski, was telling me to get ready for the professor. So you brought it out.
He is a professor.
Jefferson's Manual was the first American manual of parliamentary procedure. It was written by Thomas Jefferson, when he's Vice President of the United States and presiding officer of the United States Senate, since they had no rules. And that was succeeded 100 years later by Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, which is a manual used by every state legislature in the
Jefferson
states.
Was not Vice President.
All right.
Okay. I misspoke. I said that.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Smith. All right, Smith.
I'm a professor, too.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Was the first constitutional convention.
Okay. All right, we got some history there. Just to share with you the skills and expertise you find in groups.
I found some information I just want to share with the group. In Robert's Rules of Order revised under seconding of motions, it reads in the first sentence, every motion should be seconded. This rule prevents waste of time and consideration of question that only one person favors it. And it goes on and expounds in certain circumstances when it may not be needed. So I think maybe it'd be wise for us to reflect on what supervisors have said. Take a look at it when we come back to judiciary.
I really appreciate your preparation for this. This is beautiful. Okay, we need to look at that and deal with that and seize our came with a book out of a hat and brought it all out. That's good. That's a good one. All right.
There's a few of them out here.
We need to look, review that, and maybe take that reference that Supervisor Caesar brought out and decide on how we want to handle it. We're now on page 21. 1078. Is there any discussion on that matter? Is there any discussion on that matter?
Supervisor Rice raised that one up.
I don't know. If you don't remember it, yeah, you don't know. Okay, nobody owns up to it, so we'll move on. If there's any that I've missed so far, we've got 25, 1292. Page 25, 1292. Are there any discussion on this matter?
Is that Supervisor Lipscomb that raised that?
Hold on. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you raise it or you forgot about it?
I was catching
Wasn't
up.
Wasn't it important to you?
I was catching up. Mr. Chairman, so on line 1289, if the chairperson does not refer communication reporter request to the appropriate standing committee within 5 days after receipt, that communication reporter request shall automatically be placed on the agenda of the county board at the next meeting for referral to the appropriate standing committee. There was discussion earlier in the meeting that these things automatically get referred to committee. That may be the practice, but that is not what is said here. And I raised it because I was asking, well, where would it be referred to the county board? Because there is no agenda item for such items, and I was told, well, we don't do that. So I just would ask that we would have an amendment that would codify current practice.
Terry, you want to help him out?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe that I'll ask the county clerk to help me with this, but I believe the actual Journal of Proceedings that's printed after our board meeting as a section that identifies items referred for the next cycle to standing committees. And what this language means, and this was written several years ago, but what this language means is that if you do not refer an item within 5 days, it automatically gets referred and is reflected in the Board of Proceedings for that month's county board meeting as an item having been referred to the next cycle. That's how the current ordinance works, and it's how practice works.
Comfortable with that, Supervisor? Don't seem to be.
No, not really. I guess I would. I don't know why there wouldn't then simply be a notification at the county board meeting that here are the items that were not referred to committee, and it would be a notification to all members that there are items that.
Right. Mr. Chairman, it gets bundled in with a bunch of items that have nothing to do with things that have come in and were not referred that cycle. It's very rare that an item is not referred. But there are a series of things that are coming in to be referred for the next cycle. And this if there were such an item that had come in earlier and was not referred, it would be added to that list. So I suppose that could be added to the monthly digest, but it'd be it could be potentially a fairly lengthy list of items that you're simply saying are being referred for the next cycle.
Supervisor Lipson, get a little bit more comfortable, but not quite.
I'm not quite. We'll work on it. We've got time before judiciary. But I guess my intent is not to get a long list of things that have subsequently been referred, but to get a list of items that have still not been referred. And that's okay. The... We addressed it.
That makes sense. All right. We're through with that one. I don't have any more. Did I miss some? Miss any? Supervisor Dorsett?
Just a procedural question. We are going to take this to judiciary. Judiciary will then take it to the full board, which is our last meeting before election, which is March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to suggest that we schedule another full board meeting before April 3rd so the same supervisors that are addressing this have an opportunity, if there were to be any vetoes, that same board would vote on it, or at least consider the issue of vetoes and a procedure whereby we cut off the vetoes before the April 3rd election.
Okay, well, we'll definitely consider that. Supervisor Smith?
Excellent idea.
We put it in here.
Okay. Excellent idea. Supervisor DeBrun, you want to vote on this before you leave?
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you want a motion today on the
part of
the
committee? Yeah, the referral to the district committee. You
want
to do that?
Sure.
Okay, Supervisor DeBrun?
Make a motion to refer the item to the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The Judiciary Committee got a lot of work at them. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just kidding.
We have court counsel identify which edition of the newly revised Robert Rules of Order they use. Because there are many newly revised Robert Rules.
You want them to
identify the edition of Robert's Rules they're using.
Pardon?
Tenth.
The what? I didn't hear you.
Tenth.
Excuse, talk to the chair. Talk to the chair. What do you say? The tenth version. Okay. All right. We got that? Are there any other things on the agenda? This is why, let me tell you, this is the part that I miss when we dealing with things from a philosophical perspective and not from a personal perspective. I love this. Thank you very much.